right shoulder, so stay a little to the left through there. You'll tap the brakes, 515 southbound at Auto Show Drive, also 15 north at Desert Inn. But for some moderate flows there on the Beltway right now, you're still moving, but a lot of activity. 215 westbound at Valley Verde, 215 east at the airport connector. Some overnight road work going on as well on Interstate 15. It's both directions. They're doing some road improvement there at St. Rose Parkway. Those upgrades are through Wednesday.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Former Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton has a new home as he has reached an agreement on a one-year contract with the New England Patriots. It is largely based off incentives as he's going to come in and compete with Jared Stidham, a 2019 fourth-round pick, and 11-year veteran Brian Hoyer atop the depth chart for the Panthers. One other note from the NFL, and it is sad news. Former Redskins offensive line coach Joe Bugle, who also spent some time as the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. He was the architect of the famed Hogs in the 80s. He has passed away at the age of 80. This sports flash driven by Jeep brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ Talk Radio Done Right.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So the weather is just all over the place lately, right? One day it's hot, and the next day it's windy for a while. It's like, make up your mind already. Drivers who switch to Progressive could save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number
33. At Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, they are committed to helping the Las Vegas community in this trying time. If you need any vehicle repair on any model, they are an essential repair facility and got you covered. They have oil changes starting at $19.95, free smogs for life. And if you mention this ad, they'll take 15% off the service cost. Plus, buy any new vehicle, and they have no payments for 90 days. Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall. Or online at FinleyAcura.com. Vegas strong.
Do you struggle with dizziness or loss of balance? When you roll over in bed, does the room spin? Do you have a difficult time concentrating and ringing in your ears? These are scary and debilitating symptoms of vestibular disorders, which affect the inner ear and brain. These symptoms are invisible and are often overlooked by others, but there's hope. Learn more about vestibular disorders at vestibular.org. Visit vestibular.org or call 800-837-8428.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Ooh la la. Good to have you with us on this Monday. This hour brought to you by Castle Insurance Group. At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best auto, home, or business policy from name brand carriers like Progressive and Travelers and Safeco, all the ones you see on TV. Call 702-714-1060. Call them right now. The quote is free. It's not going to cost you a dime. Call 702-714-1060. Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, is joining us as he does every Monday. And I got to ask you, I was stunned. An icon of the Las Vegas Strip for many, many, many years, Cirque du Soleil, has filed for bankruptcy. They have also laid off 3,500. Victor Jakes, what do you make of this? This is, it's like how the mighty have fallen. What happened to Cirque?
Well, I mean, that was just completely stunning news. I mean, obviously the shutdown hit them very hard. you know, I would assume there's some sort of underlying debt issue there. I mean, I think what you know have happened with a huge shutdown like this is, you know, if you don't have debt, if you have access to credit, you can weather the storm. But, you know, if you trying to expand your business or taking on too much debt, I mean, and the lack of the cash flow is just going to crush you. And, I mean, this should be a huge concern to Nevadans, obviously, not just the folks that work here, but, I mean, I think you're going to see more and more of these types of bankruptcies and, you know, probably not as high profile as Cirque du Soleil. But you're going to see companies that you know, limp along as best they could, and then eventually they're going to have to just throw their hands up and say, we can't do it anymore.
When is that going to – I mean, it's already happening with Cirque, obviously, but is this something that is a six-week – 10-week, 12-week, when does Judgment Day come? Is it sooner rather than later?
You know, I actually think it's just going to kind of be a gradual process, you know, where, you know, it's like if you're thinking that, you know, you can start your business up again in 3 weeks, you know, it's like you hold on, and then you find out, oh, it's going to be another month, and it's eventually you just kind of throw your hands up, and I think, you know, those dates and times are different for every business. And, you know, I'm sure we're going to see a movie theater or two, you know, a high-profile movie theater or two just, you know, throw their hands up and say, we can't do it anymore. I think you're going to see just kind of some transition things like that where, you know, movie theaters were struggling and then something like this is just too much and it's just going to be something they can't recover from.
Well, and in the movie industry, the problem for these vendors is not so much, should we open the doors? Can we go at 50% occupancy? Can we wall off certain seats and make it to where people can't sit there? That's not their problem. Their problem is product, and that the film companies have delayed Top Gun and so many of these films that were supposed to be big summer releases and moved them to the other side of 2021.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the challenge you get into with a lot of businesses, you know, where it's not just one business deciding, oh, I can open back up, but they're dependent on another business or another company, and those companies are starting to make decisions that, you know, that affect a lot more than just the employees at their own company. And, I mean, I think you're going to be dealing with the fallout for this for years, really.
Let me ask you, as far as types of businesses, bars, right? In fact, let's run through them a little bit. Bars and restaurants, they reopened, they got past the Sisalax shutdown, but now many of them are faced with the same thing. Can I get by with using only half my gaming machines? When will that start happening? I mean, we've seen some restaurant chains that simply said, we're not going to reopen this location, Brio being one of them. What will happen, though, to restaurants and bars and, though, you know, gaming casinos and that, you know, with the 15 machines, maybe operating with just eight? When do we start seeing some movement there? I mean, how long can they go until they're just going to throw up their hands and say, we can't make it like this?
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of business owners out there right now, you know, thinking about those very questions. And, you know, Governor Sisolak, actually, while we've been talking, he's extended phase two through the end of July and, you know, said basically he may tighten restrictions back up and you may see, you know, restaurants and bars hit with a second set of restrictions on not being able to serve people inside their facilities. And then I think that second wave of a shutdown would be even, you know, in some ways more devastating than the first because, you know, you've use your reserves to get through the first shutdown, and then all of a sudden you're basically being told, well, your business is going to, you know, potentially get shut down again. I think there's going to be a lot of businesses that say, you know, I tried, we did our best, but, you know, if the government says it's illegal for us to do our business, well, we don't have much of a business left.
Wow. And at that point, then you got to start worrying that these people are closing down businesses that sit on pretty pricey Vegas property. I mean, and we're talking about big time money.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I mean, I think, you know, you've got these you know, Resorts World coming back online. The the Drew Hotel that, you know, may or may not be ever opening up. But, you know, you could see a dip in the worth of real estate in, around Las Vegas, including the Strip. I mean, if visitor volumes don't return, it's simply less valuable real estate. And so I think it's something where, you know, it's not just one effect, but there's, you know, second and third order effects to a lot of what we're seeing today. You know, we won't know the full cost of, you know, this for years to come.
Victor, always good visiting with you. You are always brutally honest. Sometimes it hurts to hear it, but it's good that we do hear it. Thank you so much, my friend. You have a great week, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
You too. Thanks, John.
Thanks, man. Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, joining us. We got to take a break. We'll do that and more coming up as we continue. It is it's Monday. It is a special Monday. It is the first Monday of the Sisolak mask mandate. Yeah, yeah. And how was your weekend? I'm curious how your weekend was, your first weekend behind a mask. We'll find out. In fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines right now. At 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show. Weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What if you could heal five times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIBCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIBCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIBCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIBCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
Are you hot in your bedroom?
Don't lose your cool. Call Active Air Conditioning at 702-438-3357. You've heard it all before. We're the best.
We're the cheapest.
We'll save you 50%.
Yeah, right.
50% off what?
Blah, blah, blah.
At Active Air Conditioning,
we don't come out to pick your pocket.
We come out to service your needs.
If you want a healthy, professional AC technician, call Active Air Conditioning at 702-438-3357.
So remember, if it's hot in your bedroom, call Active Air Conditioning at 702-438-3357.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Don't forget this hour brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can actually increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group right now, 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Kevin Wall with you. It is Monday, brand new week. I don't know if you caught this on the Sunday shows yesterday, but Mike Pence was on with John Dickerson on CBS on Face the Nation. And I want you to notice how John Dickerson tried again and again to get the vice president to utter the words Black Lives Matter. He refused to do so, to his credit. To his credit, because all lives matter. Black lives matter, brown lives matter, gay lives matter. Everybody's life matters, including that of the unborn. Oh, I guess we leave them out. They don't get to be in this one. Anyway, but I want you to hear from Mike Pence. Was on with John Dickerson yesterday on CBS Face the Nation and refused to say the magic words. Here it is. This is cut one, the Vice President of the United States.
What do you hear the protesters saying when they protest?
Well, it's been a focus of ours since the tragic killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. There's no excuse for what happened to George Floyd, but there's also no excuse for the rioting and looting and violence that ensued. Look, the president engaged law enforcement leaders. We've sat down with leaders in the African American community. I've met with leaders in the African American community and law enforcement in cities around this country. And what I hear is while the radical left says we need to defund the police, what the American people want is for us to fund the police with additional training and support, and also improve the lives of the people in our African American community, which I'm proud to say, under President Trump's leadership, we were doing over the last 3 years. We don't need to choose between supporting law enforcement and supporting our African American neighbors. One, we can do both, and that's how we bring our country together.
One thing protesters would like to hear is leaders say Black Lives Matter. You won't say that. Why?
All my life, I've been inspired by the example of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. When I was in Congress, I traveled to his home church in Montgomery with Congressman John Lewis. I walked across the Edmund Pettus Bridge on the anniversary of Bloody Sunday. I cherish the progress that we have made toward a more perfect union for African Americans throughout our history. And I've aspired throughout my career to be a part of that ongoing work. It's really a hard issue for me. And as a pro-life American, I also believe that all life matters, born and unborn. But what I see in the leaders of the Black Lives Matter movement is a political agenda of the radical left that would defund the police, that would
leave that out of it,
tear
just the
down
phrase.
Monuments, that would press a radical left agenda that and support calls for the kind of violence that has beset the very communities that they say that they're advocating for.
I've literally met
with African American leaders around this country and in the national capital area who made it clear to us they want law and order, they want peace in our streets.
So you won't say Black Lives Matter?
John, I really believe that all lives matter.
The vice president said it exactly right. And just because you don't want to say, or just because an elected official doesn't say Black Lives Matter, doesn't mean that all lives don't matter. They do. They do. Now, this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by attorney Craig Mueller, of Mueller and Associates. Now, when you need an attorney, you need someone who shares your conservative values, call Craig Mueller right now. Mueller and Associates, 702-887-1731. At 702-887-1731. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Monday, brand new week. Lots left over from the Sunday shows, but a lot of stuff that happened earlier today, we'll bring you that as well. What we do is we bring you news of the day on an hourly basis. When the governor announced his Sisolak shakedown, I call it, but it's really the mask mandate. We brought it to you live, and we'll do that when there's breaking news live going on right now. We'll bring it to you. I promise you. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. It is Monday on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature. protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. I want you to hear, and I'm going to give the last hour this hour to Kayleigh McEnany. She was on Fox and Friends and defended the president on this Russian bounty thing in Afghanistan. This is the New York Times story. This is cut six. And this is Kayleigh McEnany, the press secretary, earlier today at the White House.
So first, Nancy Pelosi is entirely off base. This president has been very tough on Russia, sanctioning innumerable Russian targets, closing Russian consulates. So she's just off base on her facts there. But secondly, let's put this in the context of what she's talking about. She's talking about alleged intelligence that was never briefed to the president of the United States. And what's she doing? She's taking a report based on anonymous sourcing that was just dead wrong. The New York Times was wrong, believe it or not. And she's politicizing it. So the only person playing politics here is the Speaker of the House, and it is truly despicable.
When it comes to the Russian story, among the people that need answers, Liz Cheney says reporting about Russian bounties on U.S. forces is true. The White House must explain why was the president or vice president briefed. So when people like Liz Cheney, who has been a very loyal ally to the administration, have questions, has there been an effort already from the executive branch to brief her?
So there will be a briefing today. I think it will clear up a lot of the false reporting from the New York Times. The president has made clear that he's never been briefed. Two DNIs have made that clear, both Radcliffe and Rick Grenell, two national security advisors, Robert O'Brien, the current one, and even John Bolton said he was not aware of this intelligence. Intelligence, we don't comment on it routinely, but just so you know how it works, it's vetted for its veracity, and it only goes to the president and the high-level officials when it is deemed as verifiable and credible. So I think it'll clear up a lot when members of Congress are briefed today, but it is truly egregious when you have anonymous sources spewing out this information on the pages of the New York Times and wrongly giving them false information.
This is the problem. What you just heard from Kayleigh McEnany is exactly what this president deals with every day. There are no breaks. Every day there's a Washington Post, New York Times, NBC News, all of this that keeps coming out. And I'm just going to tell you something. I admire this president so much. I can recall when I interviewed him in 2018, when I had the one-on-one sit-down with him, and he was in Elko. And I said, how do you get up in the morning when every day there is a new bombshell revelation? How do you exist? And you know what he said? He said, I do it because we're winning. And that's the truth. This president gets up every day, puts one foot ahead of the other, and he wins. I think that's tremendous. Coming up, Scott Hammond, state senator. When is this special session going to begin in July? And is there a tax increase or a new stream of revenue still to come? We'll talk about that. State Senator Scott Hammond will join us. Hope you'll stay with us as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Sun Country Heating and Cooling is a premier certified independent trained dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency trained systems than any trained dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company. When it's 110 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun Country Heating and Cooling for fast service. 702-617-8159. That's 702-617-8159.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke.
Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Fact over fiction.
And if we didn't do what we did, that number of 100 per day would have kept going up. That's why we did what we did. Did it work? You're darn right it worked.
AM 670 KMZQ. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. A divided Supreme Court...